You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Got a big baseball series coming up starting tonight in the city of Detroit. The Guardians are in town. The first time these teams have met since last year's ALDS. Some lingering feelings, some thoughts on the series. Smiling because we got some big baseball games coming, but nobody's smile is bigger than Heather Parks.
I know, this is really triggered. So I had no idea.
You didn't?
No, that you were so...
expressed my love for cemeteries in the past. Maybe not.
Oh, it was going on 5 years now. It was well before this. I would remember this.
I don't know, but the biggest news, the best news I've heard all day is that QR code.
You can have a QR code on your gravesite telling the story of your life.
Can you add it to people who have passed a long time ago already? Like, could I go?
I'm sure you could.
I'm sure, yeah. I mean,
you got a new project.
Yeah.
I've got to go put a QR code on all of my family members.
So I did get a text from a friend of mine. Hi, John, listening to you as we are heading to a funeral in Ohio for my old football coach. Tell Heather to add a QR code on her headstone. You can put as much of your personal story as you want. And then he followed it up with, Nancy texted this his wife so that I'm not distracted driver. Thanks, Todd. I had no idea you were into cemeteries like that, or that's where you would go to find baby names.
Have you ever walked a cemetery?
Oh, sure.
I mean, yes. They're beautiful. They're peaceful.
I want to clarify. A cemetery that you don't have a family member buried at.
Oh, yeah. Those are the best.
I've never done that.
Some you got to go to like the really old ones.
So you'll like see a cemetery, pull over and go, I'm going to spend some time walking through this.
Okay, it's been a while since I've done that, but during the pandemic, I got really big into cemetery walks, and I think I visited all of the ones in my area.
So if you were on a family vacation and you drove past a cemetery, now for us, it's always the kids hold their breath until we get past the cemetery, the old thing you do.
Yep.
Would you tell Colin, hey, stop, I want to walk through the cemetery?
Depending on what we were doing and if we had an agenda. If it was just kind of like a leisurely drive,
yeah.
Sure.
John, how would Lisa respond if you pitched that to her while you guys were driving?
She would look cross-eyed at me.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah. I mean, I get the curiosity. And somebody brings it up on Twitch about like looking at a date on the cemetery. And it says, I get what Heather's saying. You ever look at other graves and see things like 1926 to 1945, and it makes you curious who this person was and what took them out.
Exactly. And you want to know more about this, name an old name, Oliver Johnson, right? Like, who was this guy? How, like, kind of life did he live? How did he die?
OJ?
Or there's women who are like, mother of 10.
That would be a hell of a QR code.
Could you imagine OJ Simpson's QR code? Who gets to write these, by the way? Is he going to saint, hero?
Maybe, yes. Like this guy in Dear John who was getting ready for his end of life plans. Maybe he could write it himself. Maybe I could write mine.
You could narrate yours. So when they push the button.
Well, that's what I wanted.
You want to narrate your own gravestone?
Oh, then maybe not that, but some. I always pictured somebody's voice. You know, Heather Park was born.
James Earl Jones.
We missed this opportunity. Morgan Freeman.
Better do that fast. How old is he?
The voice of Jesus.
Hey, while he's still alive, I mean, he could really rake in some extra money on this.
Here lies Heather Park.
Yes. You could gather in my pavilion and take a listen.
Yes. And you wouldn't have to worry about the weather because you would be sheltered.
Pack a lunch.
You could sit there and pack a lunch. Pack a lunch.
You'll be here a while.
Spend some time.
Yes!
How long is this audio narration?
I mean, it depends when I die, right? Obviously, if I live till 80, it's going to be a lot longer. So,
Nolan in Rochester, you can relate. You're on 97.1.
Heather, yeah, I slightly agree with you that they're kind of peaceful. I'd say the older ones are more peaceful than the more recent ones are a little bit more eerie to me. But I did this project for school, worst class I ever took, and it was an elective class where I had to go to a cemetery and record 100 tombstones from a certain date range. Mm-hmm. And when I went there, I thought I'd feel kind of out of place and eerie, but something about learning about all the names and their history and stuff was kind of cool and fascinating. And you'd be surprised, like I learned a lot from the class, not that I wanted to, but a lot about the tombstones will tell you more than you think about like what kind of job they had, where they grew up, their family history, stuff like that, and really how wealthy they were. So QR code is kind of cool. I'd say it's a little bit more eerie for the recent people, though.
Yeah, maybe, but I agree with you.
I mean, for historical perspective, sure. I mean, I think that would be interesting. And Lisa actually texted me. She said, "I like historical cemeteries. Walked through some in Boston and New York City." So, I mean, I get that, and it does make you wonder, when they lived, like the date range. What did they do? What were they going through? What was the country going through at that time? And what was their place in the world?
History. It's awesome.
Yeah. I'm taken aback by... I had no idea you were such a big fan of cemeteries. Or two, that you would look for baby names in a cemetery.
Why wouldn't you?
Well, I guess it makes all the sense. It does make all the sense in the world. And obviously with the names that you know... I've used for kids. They are older names. Mm-hmm. They were from like Lucille.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was my grandmother. Ruby was her sister, and they obviously have headstones. Mm-hmm. Ellie is my mom. So no headstone yet.
But the names you've chosen are older fashioned names.
Yeah. You could have found them in a cemetery.
Yeah. Could have. Sure.
John, this resonates with you. What's up?
Hey, I'm looking at Heather Clark totally different now. But anyway, I'm a professional driver. I used to do tours for a company I used to work for. I won't name the company, but anyway. So the company decided to have a cemetery tour, and they asked me to drive it. And I'm like, fine. Nobody's going to show up anyway. Nobody's going to be here. We had to turn people away. $60 bucks a head to get on a bus, and we drive through the cemetery and tell fake spooky stories. Some stories are true about some people that were there, but they paid $60 a head. The bus holds 45 people. We had to turn people away. Wow. Next time we did 2 buses. Crazy, weird people. They probably like scary movies too and other kind of weird stuff. It's spooky stuff. It's not for, I mean, it's okay, but to me, it's not my cup of tea. I drove and had my headset in. I didn't want to be part of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
John, I can't believe this. Turning people away
for,
And as he says, fake stories even.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
Yeah.
You could even go, I think this might actually be something that you need.
What
Not just the QR code, but it could be the Princess Leia R2-D2
hologram.
Oh. So you know, there's a button you push, and then out comes a hologram of
Greetings.
Heather Park.
Yeah, and I'm going to
steal some of these ideas from Twitch, and I'm going to kind of put them together in my own mind. If you push the button on a Tuesday or Thursday, you could read the two Grand Slam. Like you could have pre-programmed days of the week,
mm-hmm.
and you know people could come there for a variety of trivia questions.
I'm not looking for that.
It's a part of your story.
It's part of, but she's going to tell it her way.
Uh-huh.
But you could have different messages, different days. You could.
It's extreme. I could.
It's extreme.
How do you feel about the hologram? How do you feel about the hologram?
I don't love
Most
that.
Most people
what?
Would think the pavilion is a little extreme.
The pyramid?
Yeah. But no, the hologram is extreme.
That's where we draw
the
line.
The two grand slam is extreme.
Okay, there's a lot of things moving around here. The moving parts. The baby names. Heather, Ticket Texture puts it so succinctly. The internet has thousands of names. You don't need to go to a cemetery to get inspiration for baby names.
I know, but you see how they were put together first and middle names from an older generation. And then it just sparks curiosity about that person. And maybe that name resonates with you. I know you can look online. It's different, though, than when you're out in nature walking around.
Yes.
It's different.
I get Inspired it. I've never thought of that.
One more call on this, and then we will talk some Tigers, Guardians. John Morosi coming up at 8:35. Mark in Detroit, wrap us up.
Yeah, so I had a story about a cemetery. So my mom went with my grandma to my great-grandpa's funeral, which was on the east side of the state. And so they went to the cemetery and everything, and as they're leaving the cemetery, my grandma goes, points out a couple of grave sites and says, yeah, that's where my grandma and grandpa are buried. And my mom goes, oh yeah. And my grandma goes, yeah, he killed her. And my mom was like, what? And she goes, yeah, he held her upside down in a rain barrel and drowned her, holding her by her ankles. And then she continued and said, then he got away with it and he got married again and he killed his second wife with an axe and was arrested for that. He died in prison, but then he was buried next to his first wife, who he killed because they had already bought the burial plots.
So this is why you have a QR code, so you could get the backstory.
Oh, my gosh.
It made me think of it because when Heather was saying, oh, yeah, you never know the stories and everything. Yeah, you never do. And this was in our own family. And, you know, my mom shared this with me when I was like 30 because she was like, okay, I got to tell someone about this story. And I was like, yeah, so you never know. Could be two people laying next to each other. One of them killed the other one.
Wow.
And this is where you're going to find your next baby name.
I apologize for
laughing.
Laughing.
The absurdity of it, though.
Yeah, but just think of the strength it would take to hold somebody by their ankles.
In a rain barrel.
Yikes.
We are going
to
move
on. Or to have a rain barrel.
A long time ago,
John.
We're going to move on, but Heather, I'll pass some of these along to you. People are recommending...
Doubles is bobbing for apples.
Oh, John. People are sending Heather some famous cemeteries she should visit, like bucket list cemeteries for her to take a stroll through. So we'll pass those along to you. We'll move on. We'll talk a little baseball next, 97.1.
Hey, you know, in sports, when you're sidelined by an injury, it sure seems personal. And the same goes for life. That's where personal injury attorney David Femininio steps in. And trust me, after an accident, you need someone who's going to make it personal, and especially an attorney. That someone is David Femininio. He uses the slogan, get David, get paid. And it's not just a slogan. It's a promise to take care of you. If you or someone you know has been injured, tell him to call David Femininio at 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Javi Baez, line drive, base hit into left field. Grounding third, heading home. Keith, the throw will be cut off on the infield. Sharp line drive single for Javi Baez. The Tigers have scored two in the eighth inning and have a 5-1 lead.
She's batting them up.
That's right. We're going to get to it. They got the Guardians coming into town tonight. Big series. One last text. John, it's not surprising that Heather likes cemeteries. They're very popular. I mean, people are dying to get in there. There you go. That's for you, buddy. All right. Moving on from death to the team that killed the Tiger season last year. The Guardians are in town. Do you have any lingering emotions?
Yeah, I certainly do. Anytime a team knocks you out, it's whether or not you were on borrowed time. The Tigers were certainly on borrowed time. Nobody thought they were going to make the postseason, let alone win a wild card series against the Astros. So to be in the AL, you know, CS or ALDS was a total shock. Like it was literally living on borrowed time. So it wasn't surprising when they were knocked out. It doesn't mean that it still doesn't sting the team that knocked you out, especially for the fact that it was a division opponent.
Well, it stings for a few reasons. One, they were up in the series. Two, they had chance to win it at home. And then even after losing game four, they had their ace on the mound in game five. Now, I think there's always going to be some lingering feelings, but at the end of the day, I'm kind of at peace with it. Looking back at that season, I don't look back with any like anger or frustration. I feel like they overachieved. They set the table. And it's easy to say now because they've gotten off to such a great start this season that I really don't have this cloud over my head about it.
Well, I wouldn't say it's a cloud. I would just say it's motivation.
Yeah.
You always want to beat the team that knocked you out.
And I think for that reason, this is the first time they're playing since. It's a big series for the Tigers. But John, I would tell you this is a bigger series for the Guardians. The Guardians are six games back. They're in fourth place in the division. They have a negative run differential. They got something to prove. The Tigers are legit whether they split the series, win the series, lose the series. The Guardians need this way more than the Tigers do.
There's no question this time of the year. And for this year, the tables have turned. the Tigers are the team to beat. The Tigers are the one that are setting the pace in the division. And honestly, they're setting the pace in the American League and throughout baseball right now. They got the best record in baseball. And so they are, it would be much of a feather in the cap for the Guardians to get a win in this series. Not, and I don't mean a win, get like a series win.
Yeah.
I mean, even to split the series would be a win for the Guardians.
Yeah, I mean, the Tigers have won 12 of the 16 series they've played. Mm-hmm. If they win this series, that throws Cleveland 9 games back in the division.
I mean, yeah, things are starting to mount.
Yeah, and for the Tigers, like if they lose the series, the sky's not falling. They'll still be in first place. They're still real. Everything's still on the table for them. The Guardians need this so much more. But it does set the stage for a big matchup, and we'll talk to John Morosi coming up at 8:35, get some of his thoughts on the Tigers and the series ahead here. Let's get to Heather with the news.
So the cost of saying I do has increased significantly over the past decade in Michigan and also just across the country in general. In Michigan, the cost of a wedding has risen by nearly $10,000, which they say is nearly a 50% increase. Mm. So in Michigan, the average cost of a wedding is $28,330. I saw that and I thought that was kind of low.
Yeah, I thought the same. Really?
Okay. Yes. The most, they say, whoever did all this research, the most expensive single item is typically the wedding reception venue. I get that.
Yep.
They say the least expensive item tends to be the bride's dress.
And well, when's that run?
I'm going to say, haven't you watched Say Yes to the Dress? These girls are buying like $10,000 dresses.
And my thought was
that they're going to wear once.
Yeah.
I mean, not all of these girls are doing that. But I'm saying on this show, people are spending a lot of money on dresses. So I was surprised by that. But I also know flowers are expensive.
Food
is very expensive. Booze, very expensive. So experts say that the average cost of a wedding depends on which generation you belong to. So maybe this is why, to us, the $28,000 seemed low. Because for Gen Z, the average cost is around $27,000.
Okay.
For millennial, $38,000.
Sure.
And for Gen Z, $23,000.
Hmm.
Now, the national average cost for a wedding is $33,000.
So
in Michigan,
average.
We're below.
Okay.
So, John, how many daughters do you have?
Oh, boy.
Three.
Start saving for that now.
Yes. I don't know how I'm supposed to do that and funerals.
Well,
and the headstone and the pyramid.
I know. All the graduation gifts.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a lot.
And the domain for the QR codes.
Yes.
All of it.
A judge has set a new date for the murder trial of Danielle Stislicki. This is so wild because it happened so long ago. She was murdered back in 2016, and Floyd Galloway was charged and ordered to stand trial for her murder in 2019. Now it has moved a pretrial hearing on Wednesday. The said that the official trial date has been set for February 2nd of 2026. And her family, her mom said that obviously they're disappointed that the trial date
keeps getting pushed,
but they are relieved that things continue to move forward.
It's just 2026 is just such a long time. She disappeared and it's been years. It's not even a few years anymore. It's many years. I think we're losing sight of Danielle, the victim in this case, that her life was taken. You know, she hasn't been found, and we still have to sit here.
Yeah,
so you said
no closure.
She went missing in 2016.
Do you remember the story?
No, I don't.
I don't.
Oh my gosh.
So
I followed this so closely when it happened. Yeah, she left work one day. It was on December 2nd of 2016. She was never seen from again. And Galloway had worked with her, I believe, at the same company. And he was there's lots of connections. He was outside waiting for her when he left. He had like I don't know, an interest in her, had sent her flowers before. And you can read the details are there's a lot, but it's such a sad, sad story for sure. Not so sad, this story. Graduates at a Massachusetts university were gifted $1,000 as they walked across stage, obviously at their graduation, to receive their degrees. There's a billionaire, Robert Hale Jr., who gifted over $1 million to Bridgewater State University's graduating class of 2025. He's a billionaire. He's valued at $5.8 billion. And this is not the first time he's done this. But what he's telling graduates is that he is giving them $500 to spend any way you'd like. This can go towards your whatever, your next step. But I'd like you to give $500 to a cause or a person who needs it more than you do. And this is the same thing, same message she has done other times.
I've heard this,
which is the gesture is so nice. And a lot of the students say that, you know, they cry when they really think about it. And there's several people who said, you know, I'm going to keep the $500 for me and then give $500 to my sister who's recovering from surgery, who doesn't have a job right now, who's struggling. So people were sharing how they're going to give the other $500 and just a really nice story for sure. Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Irsay died on Wednesday at the age of just 65 years old, very young. The Colts chief operating officer released a statement saying that they're devastated to announce that our beloved owner and CEO Jim Irsay passed away peacefully in his sleep this afternoon.
65.
So young. Very, very young. Sad news.
It's Heather with the news. All right. 9 o'clock hour. Dan Campbell versus Ben Johnson. And we don't have to wait for the regular season. Next, it's John Morosi. It's 97.1.
Hey, Detroit. It's finally time for baseball and getting back outside. And I've got your drink for the season. Surfside iced tea and vodka made with real brewed tea with summer in mind. And a proud partner of the Detroit Tigers. Surfside is only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and no bubbles. Their iced tea and lemonade variety packs are so good. And with no carbonation, they're super easy to drink. Just look for Surfside Sunset Stripes. Surfside iced tea and vodka. Sunshine in a can. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Cleveland's in town for Memorial Day weekend. We get Tigers Guardians for the first time since last year's postseason showdown. Joining us this morning, it's John Morosi, MLB Network. Good morning.
Jim and John, good morning, my friends. What a great time for sports in Detroit, and I cannot wait to see the Tigers play this weekend.
So we always, obviously we're biased to Detroit sports. I think the one I want to lead with is the Tigers. Best record in Major League Baseball. You hear it from coast to coast, north to south, it doesn't matter. Is there a respect for what the Tigers are doing amongst baseball circles this year?
Oh, there is. There is. I'm speaking here from Boston this morning, and when I'm around clubhouses and, you know, everybody and most people that I know in the game know that I'm from Michigan and live in Michigan. And so we'll be talking about different storylines. They'll say, "Hey, man, how about your Tigers? What's going on over there?" So I think they know. I mean, there's an awareness. And I think that the credibility is growing. And the thing that I like about it too, John, is that this team reminds me a lot of the 06 team. And by that, I mean, it's built on pitching, which is what that team was built on. Mm-hmm. And it's also a collection of really good players that isn't necessarily dependent upon one superstar to carry the way. And that's, I think that's what makes it a fun team to watch. You feel a bit more connected to them, I think, because that was the way that 06 team went about things. And so I think in the same way, there's still maybe that there's that it's taken some time for maybe other people nationally to just figure out how good they are. But when you've got the best record in baseball after 50 games, it sort of speaks for itself. And the foundation of it is pitching. And the way think about the way school pitched this week, the way that Job has taken steps, the bullpen, I think, has really been impressive. Canely might be an all-star. There's a lot of really good stories. And I think the biggest part of it, too, when you really kind of pull back and look at the larger picture here, is the farm system is really good. And so there is something sustainable about the way that they've gone about things that I think is just it captures the respect of people who are in uniform around the sport, and also the people that follow it closely realize, yeah, this is a sustainable success that's now gone beyond just a great final 6 weeks of last year's regular season.
I get the comparison with 06. That was a summer surprise. This team, we knew they'd be good, but how good? I think that's our question right now. How good is this baseball team?
Well, I think a couple things stand out. They have some nice surprises, I think, offensively. Listen, nobody, if anybody driving around I-96 right now thought that Javi would be one of the best players in baseball this year based on wins above replacement, then God bless you, because I don't think anybody really did.
Nope.
I'm not sure anybody at Comerica Park really thought that was going to be the case. So that part, and I think it's a fun conversation to have about what the Tigers ought to do with him once Parker Meadows comes back. My answer to that would be nothing. You keep playing him right where he's at. As long as this goes, you ride it and you don't change anything, in my opinion. So I think that when you look around the American League, Jim, they're in the right league at the right time. Okay. In terms of how good they can be, there is not a team on the field right now, and even the roster, there is not a team in the American League that I like their roster better than Detroit's. There's just not. Now, the National League, maybe it's a different story. There are some really good teams over there. But I was looking at the standings a couple of days ago. I was getting ready for the Red Sox and Mets broadcast here in Boston. And there's only one team in the AL East above 500. One. The Yankees. That's it. Mm-hmm. And then you look at the West, and I like Seattle's team a lot, but I don't like them better than Detroit. and Seattle's been at or near the top of the division there. The Rangers have some pretty serious flaws. They're not only do they have the best record in the American League, I like their roster the best of anybody in the American League. And that's a different statement, and both are true right now. The Yankees are still a really good team. They've got the best hitter in the world in Aaron Judge. But, you know, Gerrit Cole's out. And so like, a lot of things are happening around the Tigers. You think, again, back to 06, what was unique about that year, Boston missed the playoffs that year. The Yankees were vulnerable. They were a little bit old. The Tigers beat them in the first round, of course. So the path was there, and they ended up getting to the World Series. It feels like that kind of a pathway again, to where just keep this pitching healthy, guys. And again, that's the challenge, right? Olsen and Mize are on the injured list right now. That's going to be the challenge, but I really do trust that AJ and Chris Fetter know how to do that the best they can.
You mentioned Canley might be an all-star. When you look at this roster and the way that they're playing, and you already mentioned it, right? There's not a superstar on this roster. It's kind of every game it's somebody different. How many all-stars, when they start voting in early June, do you think this team will end up with?
Yeah, it's a great question, John, because I think in some way, shape, or form, it depends a little bit on, of course, other players that are making it and who you'll be able to get beyond, right? The other question is exactly what position is Javi going to be on the ballot at, right?
Right.
And again, like this is late May. He's having a great year. He is, and he's got notoriety in the league because there are fans in Chicago that still remember him and know him well. And so he might get just the general fan vote a little bit too. So you could certainly argue Torkelson. You could argue, I mean, there's, I think at least five makes sense to me. That may be a little bit of a hometown answer for me, but Scooble's a lock, obviously. Canley's been one of the best relievers in the game. I think that five is a fair number. Green, there are people around the sport that really realize how good he is in terms of that he's the foundational player for them. And I still think when you get right down to it and you look at his what he does when he's scoring runs, when he's driving runs in for this team, that's when they win games. There's a lot of guys that are having great years. Something about Riley Green still tells me when he is going, that is when this team is winning baseball games. And so I do think that he's in there. I think you could argue Torque, Baez, Canley, Scooble at the very least. And there's probably two or three other guys that you can make a really strong case for.
Let's say Karp, when all said and done, if he goes on a tear. I mean, it's fun conversations. They're not going to get everybody. We know it doesn't work that way. But to have as many as five in the conversation is awesome. We're talking to John Morosi, MLB Network. Question for you. We brought up Baez. We brought up Torque. Who's the bigger comeback player? Who stands out more?
I think Baez, just because he looked lost last year, right? And Torque did too, but Torque, at least in a Tiger uniform, his 23 season was pretty good. And so I think that we had seen it. We had at least seen flashes of this from Torque in Detroit before. The Baez story has just come out of nowhere, which is what makes it fun, right? And you can tell he's enjoying it. And I think part of it and the irony of it all, I mean, maybe two things stand out. Javi has always been the kind of player, and from talking to people who were around him, even going back to winter ball in Puerto Rico and his early days in Chicago, is that he draws inspiration from the emotional barometer around him. And he missed, because he was hurt, he missed the whole what September was like to America, the playoffs. He wasn't there for it. And I think he never really got to feel what Detroit feels like when the team is consistently good. And now he is, and I think he's drawing some focus and some inspiration from that. And I think playing center field has been great for him. Something about being in the middle of the diamond, he feels athletic again, he looks athletic again at the plate and in the field. So I think that's the bigger surprise. I think Torque, you believe, listen, this guy was drafted 1-1 for a reason. He had a solid season in 23. This is in there. And I just think he's got himself to be a little more athletic. He's on time more, and he's been more productive. And it's a great story, too. But I think of the two, Javi is the bigger surprise. And it's been a lot of fun to watch him play this year.
The AL Central has four teams above 500. And right now, 50 games in, the Tigers have a 5.5 game lead over the Twins and the Royals. I'm curious your thoughts on who is the biggest threat to them throughout the season.
Yeah, it's an excellent question. I think that the Cleveland probably is what I would still answer, and it probably sets the stage nicely for the weekend. I just think that team, they're well structured, they're well balanced, which is the way that the team is set up. And I think Ramirez is still, he's one of my probably five favorite players to watch in the game. I just think he's a Hall of Famer for me. He's that good. And so I think it's still Cleveland. Kansas City, though, has excellent pitching. And KC challenged the Yankees pretty well last year during the playoffs. And then the Twins have gone on this amazing run with them, it all comes down to health. When Buxton and Lewis are healthy, they're a really good team. And when they're not, they're a very average team. I know baseball is more complicated than that, but I look at the health of Buxton and Lewis and say that's what this team in Minnesota really depends on a lot. And their pitching has been solid lately too. Lopez, I thought, a month ago I would have told you he would have been a really good trade candidate for somebody, and now they're in it, and they're right behind the Tigers. So I do think it's Cleveland, but they're also maybe not quite the same team that they were a year ago. There's no more Josh Naylor.
Yep.
Class A hasn't been as dominant. So there's some elements of this team that are not quite as good as they were a year ago. But this is going to be a big test this weekend. It's a great homestand. And, of course, the Giants next week, they're going to be a fun story too. They're knocking on the door right now being a first-place team in the National League West of all divisions. So I can't wait to see these two teams play the Tigers. And I expect the Tigers to keep playing well, but it's going to be a nice test for the next week.
Yeah, we cannot wait as the summer continues to heat up for us. He's John Morosi, MLB Network. We'll have you on closer to the trade deadline because I have a feeling we're going to have some fun conversations with this team. Thanks for making some time with us.
Thanks, John.
Yeah, isn't it amazing? They didn't trade Scooble last year. How about that?
Unbelievable. Thanks, John.
Have a great weekend. Thank you, guys.
Talk to you again soon. It's 97.1. All right, with KG Law, we're telling you about them because they're the place to look for if you're injured in a car accident. If you're stressed, you're in pain, you're confused, you're looking around, you want someone who cares about you. At the end of the day, you want someone who's looking out for your best interest, and that's KG Law. Lawrence KG and his team, it's an experienced staff. They get you the biggest possible payout, but at the core of what they do, they care about you. So when you go to them, you're not going to get passed around to a bunch of different people. You're going to have someone who you can contact if you have questions, and they're going to help you navigate this process. The phone number is 877-KG-CARES, online at kgcares.com. You'll see what I'm talking about. You'll see the testimonials. That's kgcares.com, spelled K-A-J-Y, kgcares.com. Tigers win. Tigers back at it tonight. Guardians in town for the homestand. 9 o'clock, we'll get to Dan Campbell versus Ben Johnson. We don't have to wait for the regular season. It took place yesterday. We also need to get to this Tiger conversation about the Guardians.
Yeah.
Are they our biggest rival? Are they our biggest threat? I mean, Morosi says yes, even though they're not the team they were a year ago.
So we're just talking in division.
All jokes aside about the Toronto Blue Jays, our rivals are the division.
Right. No, I wasn't even going to go there. It's, the biggest threat is probably the other, in terms of getting out of the AL is probably the Yankees.
Yankees, yeah.
But in terms of in the division, it's interesting because Minnesota started off slow. They've really hit the gas pedal in the last 3 weeks. They're right there with Kansas City and Cleveland, honestly. I mean, they're 5.5 to 6 games back. They're all bunched in there. The issue that I have with Kansas City is, yeah, they have pitching, but they've really struggled to be productive offensively. I mean, the Tigers have almost 100 runs more than the Kansas City Royals at this point of the season. And I just don't trust that their bats and their offense is going to be enough to make a rush or a push against the Tigers.
And I don't trust the Twins to stay healthy for the full season.
Cleveland, I think, is the biggest challenge for the Tigers in this division. And it's not that they're going to challenge them. That's why I think this weekend, these four games are huge. I know it's only four of 162, but it's in division. It's head-to-head. It is a bit of a measuring stick as we've looked at different ones throughout the course of this season. And it was, okay, the Yankees. Well, they're not going to be good until they can beat the Yankees. And then it was, well, they've got to play Minnesota and Milwaukee and Kansas City and then San Diego. And they've taken care of, they didn't win the series against Milwaukee, but they've been able to take care of these good teams. And then it was Baltimore. Well, Baltimore's not what anybody thought that they would be. Now the next challenge is the Cleveland Guardians. And I think there is a bit of a rivalry there. Some of it is just, and I know I go overboard sometimes, or people think I go overboard about Michigan and Ohio, the states. There is still some animosity, taking away all the college, you know, fandom.
Oh, yeah, there's friction. There's always friction.
There's friction between the state of Michigan and the state of Ohio. And it's Cleveland. It is the team that knocked you out last year. I think that does play a part of it as you start looking at rivalries, modern-day rivalries in baseball.
They're the reigning champs in the division.
Mm-hmm.
They were where you want to go, ALCS and more. They're standing in your way. They got some postseason experience. I think in terms of dangerous bats in the division, you could make the case it's Bobby Witt Jr., but I would tell you that Jose Ramirez is guaranteed to kill you in a big at-bat at some point this weekend and in the postseason. They feel like the bigger rival, the bigger threat. If the Royals could get some offense going, if they could wake up besides Bobby Witt, they'll be in the mix too. To your point, though, I feel like this is Detroit's division. I mean, it's borne out over 50 games right now and chance to extend it this weekend against the Guardians. You mentioned the Yankees may be the bigger threat like overall because of the goals of this baseball
team.
Just
in the American League, yeah.
Well, I was looking at the odds. To win the World Series, the Dodgers are the heavy favorite. You know who's number two?
Well, I would like to guess Detroit.
You would think, right? No. Yankees, plus 750. The Tigers are 13-1 to win the World Series right now.
Really?
Yeah. Now, if you cut it down to just to win the AL, to be the pennant winner, Yankees are plus 280. Tigers are plus 450. All right. So, you want to talk about your competition. Yeah. But that's not on tap this weekend, and it's really not a storyline until you get to the postseason.
Well, it's not a storyline until you get to the postseason. And, you know, we can always point to the Yankee series, even though it's just three games.
Yeah, from April.
But it is head-to-head. That's why I think when you play teams like Cleveland, San Francisco, Kansas City, this is a big 10-game stretch for the Tigers because you got seven of those at home, four of them against Cleveland, three of them against San Francisco, and then three on the road to Kansas City. We'll know a lot more about this team, and I have high expectations for these 10 games by the time they get to June 2nd.
So Cleveland's our biggest rival right now. Where does the Cleveland Guardians... Where do they rank among rivals for all of our teams? Like if you did throwing in the Lions rivalries, throwing in
Pistons,
whatever.
You got to win to have a rivalry.
Yeah. Where would you put the Guardians? Are they one, two, three?
So let me do math on air real quick.
No, this is not gonna be good, people.
Okay, so the biggest rival for the Lions
is
in division,
Green Bay.
Yeah.
Is the Green Bay rivalry bigger than the Guardian rivalry? I think it is.
I would say yeah.
Yes.
You know, you mentioned the Pistons there. I would argue that the Pistons-Pacers has more juice than the Tigers and Guardians.
But I will defer to Tyrese Halliburton, who said it won't be a rivalry till we play in the postseason, and it hasn't happened yet.
And then the Tigers-Guardians did.
Yeah.
I think one thing with this Cleveland rivalry with the Tigers is, like this weekend at least, there's going to be no David Fry. He's been rehabbing all year. He had elbow surgery. I hated that guy last year.
Yeah.
You know, Lane Thomas. I mean, his middle name is Bleeping, right? And that's what happened in that series last year. And he's been rehabbing. He's been awful this year, but he's been out since April 22nd. So a few of the villains are lacking. It might
Class A has not been the same player this year that he was at the end of last year.
No, but they'll still see him.
Oh, yeah. And look, all jokes about breaking him aside. I mean, he was dominant at the end of that postseason run for Cleveland, and he's not that guy right now. It feels like in a lot of ways, the Tigers and Guardians have flipped spots, right? The Tigers didn't have a real rotation for a long stretch of the season a year ago. I don't think Cleveland's rotation's been all that impressive. They're existing kind of in this bullpen, voodoo, make it happen kind of way. It feels like they're going to fight to win 85, 86 games, whereas the Tigers are going to be fighting to win 90 plus, which is where Cleveland was a year ago. They've switched spots.
But you get Class A back to at least a shell of himself from last year, and you get these guys returning from injury. Maybe they still do become the threat.
Maybe.
You know? So we'll see. I mean, I just when I start thinking about the series last year, I start getting a little mad again.
Yeah.
That's why I think there's some extra juice to this four-game series. And I think there are a lot of people that have – they've made it a point, especially on a holiday weekend when the weather this weekend is supposed to start picking up a little bit. It's going to be a little bit nicer. If you go to Sunday, maybe you don't have to worry about going to work on Monday. This is going to be a wild time at Comerica.
You guys are still mad about last year.
Yes. They knocked you out. They ended your season.
Luke Sloan's nodding his head as well on the updates. You're still mad about last year.
That grand slam, it's going to take a long time to forget that. Mm. No Thomas this weekend, but I think there's some anger there. People, plus, it's the whole Detroit-Cleveland thing. I don't think we really like Cleveland very
I'm
much.
Weirdly at no. peace with
like Ohio, you know.
Yeah,
no, yeah, yeah John yeah, brought yeah, that yeah, up. Yeah. I don't know, maybe I'm the weird one. I'm at peace with it. Like, we had our chances, we had the runners on base, we didn't score, the season was a wild success, and we're on to bigger and better things. Like, I'm at peace with what happened a year ago.
I also think the thing, too, is that for the most part, whether it be in division in the regular season, you know, Cleveland's the class of the Central, and it's been that way for well over a decade, dating back to when Francona was there.
Yep.
I still think to kind of slay the dragon and be, you know, the Tigers of the early 2010s, you have to get over Cleveland still. And until they beat him when it matters, which might be in the playoffs again, I think that, you know, it's still kind of an uphill climb.
Yeah.
Cleveland standing in our way. Are they the biggest threat in this division? Talking about it as a rival. And yeah, some emotions that may be lingering from last year. We'll get to Dan Campbell versus Ben Johnson next. It's 97.1.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Baseball's all about the games. And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.